we are saying before Zimbabwe can be fully rehabilitated and reintegrated into the International Community of Nations, there are certain minimum conditions that have to be met. And first and foremost, we are saying that there is a new constitution in Zimbabwe that was adopted by the people of Zimbabwe in March 2013. So we are saying that there should be an appointment of a professional team of experts from the Attorney General's office and other relevant stakeholders who should then be tasked with overseeing the drafting of the required legislation to implement the new constitution, basically to harmonize the existing laws and statutory instruments with the new constitution. And in this respect, we are also saying there should be a defined guideline and a defined timetable, but that at any rate, the whole process should be completed by the end of 2017 at the latest. Why we say 2017, we know that it is a mammoth task, but we are happy to note that the European Union gave the government of Zimbabwe some money, more than $270 million last week. And part of that money, if I'm correct, about $42-43 million is to be given to the Minister of Justice to ensure that this process of realignment of laws is done. We also want a complete overhaul of legislation controlling the media industry so that the restrictions that are imposed on the media are uplifted. More particularly, we want to restrict state interference, especially in the electronic and print media institutions. Put simply, there must be total and unhindered freedom of the press in conformity with the basic tenets of the new constitution of Zimbabwe. In addition, we also want a complete overhaul of all legislation controlling freedom of assembly, association and speech. We are talking of laws like POSA, AIPA, so that the police should appreciate that they are not supposed to be enforcing these laws illegally. They should ensure that the freedom of assembly of all persons, including political players, is fully complied with in accordance with the terms of the new constitution. We also want a judicial review, if I may call it that, committee or commission that should be appointed to review the appointment of all judicial officers in the court system. And this commission should then be tasked with making recommendations on the retirement and removal of judicial officers who do not qualify to hold posts on the grounds of either political bias and professional behavior and or conduct or inadequate qualifications and experience. We basically are saying that the judicial atmosphere should be cleaned up and that there should be complete a respect of the new constitution in as far as judicial independence and impartiality is concerned. We also would want a situation where there is a detailed review of the membership of the ZEC Electoral Commission. That means all the commissioners of ZEC should be appointed and recommended for appointment strictly in accordance with the constitution of Zimbabwe, and that they must be selected and appointed in a transparent manner as clearly set out by the constitution. And more particularly, we also want the ZEC Secretariat to be professional and non-partisan in the manner in which it operates at all times. And that this exercise, the cleaning up of ZEC, should be completed by the end of this year, 2015, at the latest. Last but not least, we also want to have a situation where the responsibility for the registration of voters and the maintenance of the voters' roll is wholly and totally removed from Thabo Mbeki's registry and then vested with the ZEC in accordance with the provisions of the new constitution of Zimbabwe. And the ZEC should then be tasked with the process or the task of voter registration. And that voter registration must be automatic for all Zimbabweans, either within the country or in the diaspora. And that all Zimbabweans, either on their 18th birthday or upon registration as a citizen, they automatically get registered as voters. And obviously, we want the voter's roll to be fully biometric and updated automatically from the National Citizenship Registry. This will obviously avoid situations where the voter's roll is manipulated, like what happened in the July 2013 election. And naturally, we also want all relevant citizens of the country, including all political players and parties, to have full and unfettered access to the voter's roll, and that political candidates in elections should have reasonable should have access, full access to the voter's roll upon payment of a reasonable cost. And these are some of the things we are looking at, and also we want a complete demilitarization of ZEC so that we don't have the army, the police, and the security organs like the CIO playing any role in the running of elections in Zimbabwe.
All in all, why is it important that ZANU-PF should meet these conditions before that international engagement that ZANU-PF is so much looking for?
We know that ZANU-PF is very good at indicating left and suddenly turning right. Our experience in the inclusive government did teach us that ZANU-PF cannot be trusted. Once they give you a promise, the best thing that you can expect from them is that they should see to it that whatever promise or promises or undertaking that they make, they should be seen to be delivered. Not only delivered, but they should be seen to be delivered. They have a notorious record of not respecting the Constitution. So all we are saying, once bitten, twice shy. It would be folly, absolute folly on the part of the international community to fully reintegrate the ZANU-PF regime into the Community of Nations if all these conditions have not been met. We are dealing with a rogue regime here, a regime that is a danger not only to itself, but to the generality of the people of Zimbabwe.
Generally, how has your statement been received by embassies in Zimbabwe or representatives of the international community that you've been dealing with?
We generated this statement this morning, Zimbabwean time, and I'm happy that it is receiving a tremendous coverage, both in on the electronic and print media. And we are going to proceed in the next few days. We actually would like to call a press conference where we are going to invite all the ambassadors accredited to Zimbabwe from SADC, the AU, and the EU, and all parts of the world. In other words, the world diplomatic community. We will be kindly inviting them in the next few days to a press conference that we are going to be calling or to be holding at party head office in Harvest House, where we are going to fully explain why we have come up with these conditions.
And what would you say to those people who are saying the MDC does not currently have that leverage to be dictating to the international community on what ZANU-PF should do before they fully engage?
We remain the largest and most popular political party, and anyone who has been in Zimbabwe would agree with me that the MDC is a serious political player. And ZANU-PF does appreciate that we are the only game in town. And we are simply saying what we are doing is to ensure that Zimbabwe is reintegrated as a democratic nation back to the Committee of Nations. This is not an MDC agenda. This is but a democratic agenda of all peace-loving and democratic-minded people who would like Zimbabwe to get out of the socio-economic hellhole in which it finds itself, thanks to decades of ZANU-PF misrule and mismanagement.